Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, we had begun Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and the Masechta told us that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. And the Gemara wanted to prove how we know that we count L'Melachim from Nisan, because the Gemara says, the Gemara brought a raya from what it says by Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron HaKohen was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, says the Gemara, in their 40th year from when they left Mitzrayim. And then the 11th month, Shvat, is also called the 40th year. Now, says the Gemara, if Rosh Chodesh is Tishrei, then Shvat after Adar would have been already another year. The fact that's not called another year is clearly an indication, said the Gemara, that we see that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Av and Shvat are the same year. So the Gemara asked, who says that the story that happened in Av happened before what happened? So the Gemara asked, who says the story that happened in Av is indeed counted from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maybe what happened in Shvat is counted from Hakamas HaMishkan. Answers the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Gzeirah Shavah, Kramra Papa. We learn Gzeirah Shavah. It says, Vehi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. And then there's another pasuk that says, Vehi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim Latrashta Amelech. The Gemara will explain this soon. Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Gzeirah Shavah. And that's how we learn Gzeirah Shavah, between the word Shnas Esrim. Hachnami, so therefore here too, says the Gemara, Shnas Aboim L'Gzeirah Shavah. Makan, just like by the story, just like the episode of Aaron, we count from Yetzias Mitzrayim, explicit in the pasuk, Afkan Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we know, because the Torah uses the word Shnas by both of them, that we count it from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But ask the Gemara, just because we count it from Yetzias Mitzrayim, our questions are not yet answered. Because ask the Gemara, maybe the Maisa of Kodem, who says that the episode that happened in Av happened first, and then the story of Shvat happened, and therefore we have a raya that Av and Shvat are in the same year. And Av and Shvat in the same year, it's a proof that we count Rosh Hashanah from Nisan. Maybe the story of Shvat came first, and therefore Shvat and then Av were all in the same year, but Rosh Hashanah may be Tishrei. Says the Maralai Sagadatach. It doesn't make sense that the story of Shvat happened in the Shvat before Av rather than the Shvat after Av. The Ksiv, the Pasuk in Shvat speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael Acher Hikoiso Yasichon, after Klal Yisrael had gone to battle with Sichon. Says the Gemara, "V'kinach nafshi da'aron." When Aaron Cohen was nifter, akati have a Sichon Cohen. Sichon was still alive when Aaron passed away. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'yishma Kanani melech arad." The Kanani heard, and he came to v'yilochem b'Yisrael. And the question is, "Mashmua." Shama, what did he exactly hear that caused him to come to battle? Says the Gemara, Shama Shemes Aaron. He had heard that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. Nistalka Nanei HaKovid, and the Nanei HaKovid had left Klal Yisrael. And once he saw that was the situation that Klal Yisrael was experiencing, Kusover, Shenetan Rishus L'Lachim Yisrael. At that point, he felt that he could go to battle with Klal Yisrael. V'ayin Diksiv, and that's what the Pasuk says, V'yuru Kala Eidok Kigova Aaron. Vamer Ravavu Altikr V'yiru. V'yiru means that they saw that he passed away after Aaron went up to the top of Har HaHor with Moshe Rabbeinu and Elazar his son, and then he came down, and then they came down without him, and it was obvious that they came down without him because he had passed away. Vamer Ravavu Altikr V'yiru, that they saw that he passed away. Rather, the right way to pronunciate or understand the word is V'yiru. They became revealed. Key, the word key that the Torah uses quite often, has four meanings. It can mean im, if. Sometimes it can mean dilma, shema, maybe. Ella, it can mean, it could be only, and it could be the ha. It's giving a reason. And that's pshat in the pasuk. For yiro, why did Klai Yisrael become revealed? Kimeis Aaron, because Aaron HaKoyin died. And when Aaron HaKoyin died, the Anani HaKovid, which protected Klai Yisrael, covered Klai Yisrael, left, because they were there because Aaron HaKoyin. And therefore, the Yiro, they became revealed. Says the Gemara, me dummy, why are you saying that Sichon must have still been alive? When the pasuk says, Kimeis Sichon, why do we have to say it was after Aaron? Hosam Knan. By Aaron's passing, it says Knan. Hochet Sichon. So the Gemara's question is that, yes, Sichon was there when Aaron was Nifter, but maybe Knan wasn't. Answers the Gemara, Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Knan. It's all the same individual. And the reason he has this name is Sichon, Shadoim El Saich Midbar. He's like a young horse that runs quickly in the Midbar. Knan, Hashem Machusoi, he was the king of Knan. Oma Shmoi, what was his real name? Arad Shmoi. Ikad Amri, Arad Shadoim El Arad Midbar. He's like a wild donkey, very strong. Knan, Hashem Machusoi, Oma Nikra, but what was his real name? Sichon Shmoi. So what we see from here is that it doesn't necessarily mean that he was alive. So if the pasuk says in Shvat, Achra, that Moshe Rabbeinu began speaking to Klal Yisrael, Achra, after Sichon was no longer alive, it must be that that episode happened after Aaron was Nifter, because when Aaron was Nifter, they were still alive. And since they were still alive, it have to be in the same order. And now we have a raya. Now we have a raya that the Rosh Hashanah is counted from Nisan. That's considered all 1 year. The Sif Sechamim says that the Gemara here is suggesting two different qualities that might define Sichon. Either he was like a Sayach or like he was a Rad. And the question that the Gemara is debating is, what was his primary strength? Was his primary strength the fact that he was able to run quickly? Or was his primary strength that he was strong like a Sayach? And that debate of what was his primary strength is the machlokes, the basis of the two Lishonos. Tosfos quotes a Medrash that says that the Melech who attacked Klal Yisrael at that point was actually Amalek. And the reason the Pasuk calls him Melech Kanani, because Amalek and his troops disguised themselves as Kananim. What happened was that Amalekim spoke the language of the Kananim, but dressed like the Kananim to believe that Klal Yisrael should believe they would be Kananim. Why? So Tosfos explains, the way we daven and our tefillahs have to be extremely precise. So if they wanted to fool Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael should believe that they were being attacked by the Kananim, and they would be mispalel, that Hashem should save them from the Kananim. But when they were really being attacked by the Malaikim, and because the tefillah would not be precise, that's why the tefillah would not be answered. So Tosfos asks, how, if that's the case, how do we have a raya that Kanan was alive, Sichon was alive, maybe when it was in reality Amalek? Tosfos answers, the fact that Amalek disguised himself as Sichon at that point proves that Sichon was still alive, because Amalek would not have disguised himself as somebody who was dead, because they would have right away understood that there's something wrong here. So obviously, even if it wasn't Sichon who was attacking them, he's still a good proof they were still alive. The Mashal points out that this medrash that Tosfos quotes is also quoted by Rashi in the Torah. But it's interesting, the Mashal points out. The Rashi says that Malekim only changed their language, but they kept their Amaleki clothing. So the Sefer Be'yitzchak explains, if as we just explained that Malekim were looking to disguise themselves to get the Klai Yisrael shouldn't daven properly, why didn't they change their clothing as well? Says the Be'yitzchak, that clothing is so significant that it defines one identity. He says, if the Amalekim would have put on Kanani clothing, and Klal Yisrael would have been mispalo, that they should be saved from the Kananim, then that would have been a tefillah that would have been precise. Because a person is what he wears. So the Amalekim, in order to confuse Klal Yisrael, could not change into the clothing of the Kananim. And the Chasam Sofer says that this is something that we could understand with the Parsha, with Yaakov Avinu trying to get the brachas from Yitzchak. He says that Yaakov Avinu could not bring himself to lie. Because we know, the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ishtom, Yoshev Olam, Yaakov was an extremely honest person, Titan Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov is the model of Emes. So how is he supposed to come and try to fool his father that his father should believe he's Esav? Says the Chasam Sofer. The Pasuk says that Vetikach Rivka as Bigdei Esav. Rivka took Esav's clothing and Vetilbash as Yaakov, and she put them on Yaakov. Yaakov at that point, when he was wearing the clothing of Esav, could honestly say, Ani Esav Bacharcha, I'm Esav, because you are what you wear. And if he was wearing the clothing of Esav, at that point, he was indeed Esav, and it wasn't considered a lie. It isn't considered a lie when he says that he's the son of Esav. I saw that the Sefer Paradis Yosef goes on to explain that a person's clothing is what defines the person. He says that if somebody wears clothing that are of a certain type, that is how that person will now be identified. And therefore, you have to be very careful. The person should be careful in what he wears. So, ask the Gemara that we've proven that Rosh Hashanah cannot be Tishrei. Because if Av and Shvat are in the same year, there can't be that Tishrei, which is between Av and Shvat, is the turning point. But ask the Gemara, what forced us to say that Nisan was the Rosh Hashanah? Veimer Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is an Iyar, says the Gemara, Loisaka Datach. It doesn't make sense to say Rosh Hashanah is an Iyar. The Ksivi Hi Bechodesh Arishon, Beshana Hashenis, Beechel Lechodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. It says in the first month, which is Nisan, in the second year after they left Mitzrayim, on the first of the month, they put up the Mishkan. The second year from when they left Mitzrayim, b'chodesh sheni in the second month, nala onam al mishkas ha'edus. Says the Gemara, midakoy b'nissen. The Torah is speaking about nissen v'kar le'shana shenis, and it's called the second year. V'koy b'ir, and then the pasuk speaks about ir v'kar le'shana shenis. It's also called the second year. B'chlal the Rosh Hashanah l'avir, because if Rosh Hashanah was an ir, they would have been a time of change. So the Ritva asks a fundamental question in addressing this Gemara. He says, to understand, to say Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, as we quoted in our previous year, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, great miracles happen to Klal Yisrael in the month of Nisan. To say that Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah also makes a lot of sense. We know in Tishrei we have Rosh Hashanah. But why would we say Iyar is not a Rosh Hashanah? So the Ritva, why would we think that Iyar is a Rosh Hashanah? So Ritva answers, what makes Nisan special is that Pesach is a Nisan. But Pesach is on 15 days in the month of Nisan. So that's why the Gemara wanted to assume that Rosh Hashanah should be on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is the first Rosh Chodesh after the Nes of Mitzrayim, rather than it should be on Rosh Chodesh rather that should be a Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Veima, ask the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara Leisaka Daitach. It doesn't make sense. The Ksiba Chodesh Ashlishi Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'etz Mitzrayim. Vim Isa, if Rosh Hashanah changes on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'chodesh Ashlishi B'shana Atzeini Letzeis, it should have been the second year already if that's when it switches Miboilei. The fact that it doesn't switch at that time, it's a proof that it's not Sivan. Ve'ema Tamuz, Ve'ema Or, Ve'ema Adar. So Gemara continues asking the same question. Who says it's Nisan? I know it has to be, I know it's not Tishrei, but who says it's necessarily Nisan? It has to be a month before Av. So if it has to be a month before Av, it could be in any of the other months, Tammuz, Av, or Adar. So the Rishonim say that all these questions are really weak questions. There's no reason to assume that it's not any other month other than Nisan or Tishrei. But the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk where we see that clearly it's Nisan, and the Gemara wants to come to that pasuk. The pasuk says that about Shlomo Melech building the base of Migdash. V'yachal liv lois b'chodesh asheni b'sheni b'shnas abel machusay. So the pasuk says the word sheni twice. Again, the pasuk says b'chodesh sheni b'sheni. What is the pasuk using the word sheni a second time for? Lav sheni liyerech by shemana b'el machusay. It was the second month from when you count a king's kingdom, because it begins in Nisan, and Iyar, which is the chodesh sheni, is the second month. So this is a pasuk that teaches us that this is the month from where we start counting. So the Rishonim ask, why is this necessarily a proof that we start counting from Nisan? Maybe Shlomo HaMelech became king in Nisan. And since Shlomo HaMelech became king in Nisan, that's why this was the second month. But who says that always we start counting by king from Nisan? So Rashba and Ran say, if this was just a coincidence, so to speak, that was the month when Shlomo HaMelech became king, and this was the second month after he became king, there would be no reason for the pasuk to emphasize that it was B'sheni. Yes, it was the second month, because it was the second month. The fact that the pasuk goes out of the way to say it was the second month, it must be to teach us B'sheni, that we always start counting king's years from Nisan. The Sfas Emes has a different proof. The Sfas Emes says, it can't be that Shlomo HaMelech only became Melech in Nisan, and therefore Iyar was the second month of his rule. Because we know, says the Sfas Emes, that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos. So Shlomo HaMelech didn't become king in Nisan. Shlomo HaMelech became king in Sivan. It became king in Sivan. So B'sheni must be coming to teach us, as we're learning, it's the second year from the second month that we count a king's from a king's rule. Ask the Gemara, Im Kain, Maskla Ravina, Veim Sheni B'chodesh. Maybe what it means to say is that this episode happened on the second day of the month. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk meant to teach us, Im Kain Sheni B'chodesh B'Hagav K'sebei. When the Torah wants to express itself that way, the Torah, that this is the date, the second day of the month, the Torah says Sheni B'chodesh. The fact that the pasuk doesn't express itself that way is a proof that that's not what it meant. Ask the Gemara, Veim B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe what the pasuk means to teach us is that this happened on a Monday, on the second day of the week. Answers the Gemara, Chodah, the Loy Ashkach Sheni B'Shabbos Taksiv. The Torah, when it speaks about days, it doesn't speak about the days of the week. So the Rishonim quote Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks, of course the Torah quotes days of the week. Go to the first parash in the Torah, Parashas Bereishis. It says, V'yarev Yivoke Yom Sheni, V'yarev Yivoke Yom Shlishi. So the Yerushalmi answers that it doesn't mean, Sheni doesn't mean Monday, and Shlishi doesn't mean Tuesday, in that context, the Parashas Bereishis. What it means is that it was the second day of Bria. Now, the second day of Bria wasn't necessarily a Monday. The concept of days and everything else wasn't even yet in the world. So there, it doesn't mean that the Torah is speaking about the days of the week. The Meretz Chayis, however, say, the Pasuk says, Zoch es yom shabbos l'katshoy, and Ramban explains that the Pasuk comes to teach us, Zoch es yom shabbos l'katshoy, that we count all the days towards Shabbos. That means Yom Rishon, it's a Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos. So we see there is a significant in counting the days. So the Peiros Ta'ena answers, that is not really connected to the days. It's really to the days of the week. It's just a way of showing our anticipation of Shabbos. But in Halacha, there is no significance to the day of the week. Void, Akasheni Basra, the Torah used word, the Pasuk used the word Sheni twice in that Pasuk, the Sheni Kama. So Ma Sheni Kama, clearly the Pasuk is referring to a month. It says, V'yachal Livnais B'chodesh Sheni. So too, Sheni Basra is referring to a Chodesh, to a month. It says, the Gemara Tanya Kavosei Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. This is really a repetition of what we've learned till now. Menayin Sheimonin Lem Lamlochem El Menisan Shnema. V'hi B'shoimonin Shana V'yabimei Shana Tseis Pnei Yisro Me'etz Mitzrayim. V'ksiv V'yal Aaron HaKoyin Al Hara Hara Pi Hashem. V'ksiv V'hi B'shoimonin Shana B'astei HaShchodesh. V'ksiv Akrei HaKoyse Sichai V'yim V'yish Ma'kanani. V'yim V'yiru Kaleidu Kigov Aharon. All of these are the proofs that we've been learning in our Shiurim. V'yim All these psukim combined come to teach us that we count from Malachim from Chodesh Nisan. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishanu, but this halacha that was saying that when we count for a king, we start from Nisan, is El Malach Yisrael, by kings of Klai Yisrael. When we speak about the Umas Ha'olam, we count from Chodesh Tishrei. And the reason is because we wanted to differentiate between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Umas Ha'olam. And therefore we have different months to count their monarchy from. Moreover, Nisan has significance to us Klal Yisrael. Because Nisan, as we keep on repeating, was the month where we had great Nisan when we left Mitzrayim, we went for Avdus Tacheres. The Malchi Umas Ha'olam, there is no significance to the month of Nisan, to their experience. And particularly since Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the day of Yom Adin for the entire world, that's the date that makes sense that we should count a new year for their king. Shneimar. And the Gemara brings a raya that by Malchi Umas Ha'olam we begin from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Sefer Nechemya, Divrei Nechemya ben Chalkalya, V'chi b'chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. And the Pasuk, as we will learn, reports what the report that Hanani reported to Nechemya about what was going on in Yerushalayim. V'ksiv, and afterwards, the Pasuk says that Nechemya came to the Melech Pras, and he said, V'chi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Lech Drashta. Midakai b'Kislev, the pasuk is speaking. The first pasuk is in Kislev, the Karlish Nas Asrim, and it says that this episode happened in the 20th year. The Kai b'Nesin, and then the pasuk says something that happened in Nisan afterwards. The Karlish Nas Asrim, and it's still called the 20th year. B'chlal the Rosh Hashanah lav Nisanu, because if Rosh Hashanah were Nisan, it would be a new year. The fact that it's still considered the same year is clearly an indication that we don't count by Umas Ha'olam. We're talking about Adrashta, who is Umas Ha'olam, that in Nisan we rather count Tishrei. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Ha'ich, the fact that the Pasuk says that happened B'shnas Esrim, Mefarash L'Adrashta, Elahai, who says that the first Pasuk that says that Hanani reported to Nechemya in Kislev, there, how do we know that it happened L'shas Esrim last Rashta. Dilma, when the Pasuk says it was the 20th year, L'minyan Achrenahu, it was the 20th towards something else, not to Adrashta.
Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, Shnas Eshem, Shnas Eshem, Gzeris Shava. We learn Gzeris Shava. Ma Hosam, in the second Pasuk, when it says Shnas Esrim, the Pasuk is very clear that it means Shnas Esrim, La Drachashta. Avhocha, the first Pasuk, it just says Shnas Esrim, but it doesn't say Shnas Esrim to who. We assume it means La Drachashta, the same Adrashta, that we count it the same way. So we begin learning now the history of Klal Yisrael. This is regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. And what happened here was that there was a king, and the history goes as follows. The Malchus Bavel was ended by the death of Ashatzar HaMelech. After Belshazzar HaMelech died, he was replaced by Diyavish HaModai. Who was the son of Achashverosh, but not the Achashverosh who was married to Esther. He was a king for 1 year. Then, afterwards, his son-in-law, Koresh HaParsi, became the king on Pras Bavel HaModai. At that point, Koresh gave permission to Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And he even gave them the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that Nebuchadnezzar, when he had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, had burnt the Beis HaMikdash and brought them to Bavel. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, led by Zerubbabel, came together with 40,000 people, built a Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, and brought Kabbonis. When they started building the Beis HaMikdash, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, wrote to Koresh that he should stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash because the Jews want to rebel against him. And he indeed did so. Koresh was king for 3 years. Afterwards, Achashverosh was king for 14 years. In the third year of his rule, that's when he made the famous Suda and Shushan Abira. And the 12th year of his rule was the Nes of Purim. Afterwards, his son, Daryavish HaParsi, became king. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, he wasn't only called Daryavish HaParsi, he was also called Koresh and Narachdashta. Tosfos, the Devei Maskil Shnas, says that this Daryavish HaParsi was actually the son of Esther HaMalkam. In the second year of his rule, which was 18 years after the first Koresh had given permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, which was after 70 years after the Churban HaBayis, they began to build the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. When the Jews were asked, how are you building the Beis HaMikdash? They said, we're doing it with permission of Koresh, and in fact, they found the original permission from Koresh to build the Beis HaMikdash. And we find that Daryavish sent to his officials in Yerushalayim permission that they should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Umamai, the Mice in the Nislev Kodem, says the Gemara, how do we know the story that happened in Kislev happened first? Dibba Maisa Nisan Kodim. Maybe the story of Nisan happened first. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisalka Daitach. The story must have gone that Kislev, and therefore if Kislev happened after Nisan, we don't have a raya that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisalka Daitach. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Dvarim Shama Chanani L'Chananya B'Kislev. When Chanani reported to Nehemiah in Kislev, Arma Nehemiah, Lamelech ben Nisan was only reported to the king in the following Nisan. And the Gemara proves it, the Brisa proves it from the Psukim. Dvarim Shama Chanani L'Chanemi B'Kislev, what was said by Chanani to Nehemiah in Kislev, Shenema, Divrei Nehemiah B'Chakalya, V'hi B'Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, V'ani Ayisi B'Shushan Abira. He says, I was in Shushan Abira. V'yova Chanani Echad Me'achai, Chanani, one of my colleagues, comes to see me, he and other people from Yehuda, and I asked them, I asked them, what is going on with the Jews who remained in Yerushalayim, that did not leave Yerushalayim
when they went out to Golis. Vayushlaim, and I asked him about the status of what's going on in Yushlaim. Vyomerli, and they said to me, and the Sharum, Ashenishrum, and Ashevi, Sham, Medina, the Jews that are left, that weren't captured, that are left in Yushlaim, Berob Gedoyla, on a great Tsaris, Becherpen, they're in a very poor situation, where people are abusing them. Vachaymus Yushlaim, for instance, in the wall of Yushlaim, is broken, Vishurah Nitzasu Be'esh, and the gates were burnt. And as the Mefarshim explained, that was the way it was from the time of the Churban HaBayis. Amar Nechemya L'melech Menissen, this report that Nechemya heard from Hanani and Kislev, the following Nisan, he reported it to, he said it to the king. Shenem Avihi B'chadish HaNisan, Shnas Esrim Later Chashta HaMelech, Yayin Lefonov, they brought him wine. Vesas Ayayin, and I pick up the wine, Vetna L'melech, and I gave it to the king. V'loy Hayisi Ra Lefonov. And I usually did not stand in front of the king in such a bad mood. And the way the Mashah explains the Gemara, in Nehemiah's name, another name for Nehemiah was Heterashta. Heterashta is an abbreviation for Heter Shosa. We know that we're not allowed to drink Stam Yenon. But he drank, his job as being a close advisor and a close confidant of the king was to serve the king the wine. And because there was a concern that perhaps they had poisoned the wine that they were giving the king to drink, he had to always drink the wine first to prove that it wasn't poisoned. And this time, as he is serving the wine to the king sees that he doesn't look good. And the king is therefore accusing him or thinking that maybe he has this look on his face because maybe he poisoned the wine and that's why he doesn't look right. And the king therefore asks him, Yemeli Amelech, and the king asks me, Madupa Necheroim, why do you look so bad? Vata ain't chachayla, you're not sick. Aimza aim karoy lev, it must be that you have bad intention. It must be that you're interested in poisoning me. Vira habemoid. So he says, hey, I was very frightened what the king is accusing me of and what might happen here. Vayma melech hamelech loylam yaya. He says, the king shall live forever. Madua loyar panai. And the reason I look so bad is, well, how could I not look bad? An sha'ir beis kvoris avoysai chareva. The city that where my forefathers lived and were buried is completely destroyed. V'shura ukla b'esh. It's completely, even the gates, there's nothing left. V'yomeli amelech, and the king says, amaza atamavakish. So what do you ask for me? V'aspal alakeshmaim. So he says that I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realized that whatever the king is going to say is only going to be whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to say. So I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead the king in the right way. You should please send me to Yehuda to let me go back to the home of my forefathers to rebuild it. And we'll speak a lot in the coming shiur about Hashegel. When will you go? When will you come back? And I gave him the answers. And the king was satisfied with what I said, and he sent me, and I gave him a time when I will come back. So we see that Kislev, the story of Kislev, happened before what happened in Nisan. And the fact that Kislev and Nisan are both considered in the same year number 20 is clearly indication that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not the time where the king becomes, where it's Rosh Hashanah l'melachim by Malchi Mumas Haylam. Ask the Gemara, Maser of Yosef, it says regarding the building of Bayis Sheni, B'yoyim Esrim v'Abba l'chodesh b'shishi, on the 24th day in the 6th month of Elul, b'shnash tayim l'dayavish, the second year to Dayavish, v'ksiv b'shvi, in the 7th month, b'esrim v'echel l'chodesh, on the 21st day of the month, ha'yidva Hashem b'yad chaga en novi lema. V'm Isa, if what we're saying is correct, that when we speak about Malchi Umas Ha'olam, Malchi Umas Ha'olam, their Rosh Hashanah turns on Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. So if something happened in the next month, it should be ready next year. It should be considered the third year. Amravua, Kairish Melch Kashahaya. Kairish was a good king. And Rashi right away say that the word Kairish has the same word as Kasher. And therefore, we, in out of respect to him, we don't count for him by Tishrei, which is the normal time we count by Malchim Umas Ha'olam. We count by Nisan like we count by Nisan. And the reason is that, says the Ritva, because the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash was very similar to our leaving Mitzrayim in Nisan. So just like since he gave permission for us to build the Beis HaMikdash, he deserves that we should count from Chodesh Nisan. Another pshat that I saw from the Bnei Yisoscha in the Sefer Agra de Kala, he says, is that we're counting for Kairish from Chodesh Nisan. It was a tefillah. We were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael, that this king should be able to have Nisim happen to him. The Yon Yaakov explains that the reason what makes Nisan so special is that Nisan is a month of Yom Tovim. It's another Pesach, which comes with it with so many mitzvahs. And the Beis HaMikdash represents a place of mitzvahs. And therefore, since it's a place of mitzvahs, and he was giving them permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's only appropriate that we should count from Chodesh Nisan. Maskel of Yosef, Chada, there are two problems with this teretz. Chada mekein kashkro adadi. The psukim contradicts each other. The ksivri says regarding Beis HaMikdash in Sefer Ezra, V'shatze Beis HaDunah ayoyim tlos l'yarech ada, t'ishna sheis l'mach t'yovish malka. He says the Beis HaMikdash was completed in the third day of Chodesh Adar, which was in the sixth year of t'yovish malka. But Tanya, and the Brisa says, Beis is mal l'shana abo, next year at that time, Ozla Ezra mibava galosa imay. Ezra, with all of the Beis HaMikdash was completed in Adar, and Ezra began to go up to Etzisrael on Chodesh Nisan, and the pasuk says, "Bais is mal shmana ba, Allah Ezra ba galosi imay v'ksiv, v'yavu Yushlaim b'Chodesh Hachamishi, he shnas hashviyis lamelech." He came to Yushlaim on Chodesh Av, which was the seventh year of the king. Vim Isa, if we're right that he is treated like Malchi Yisrael, and Chodesh Nisan is a new year, so then the Av after that other should be considered Shnas Shminis, because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan began a new year. Shnas Hashminis Meboile. Why is it called Shnas Hashvius? Void, me dummy. How can we say the pasuk that we say Kairish is a Melech Kasher? Me dummy, Hasam Kairish. They're speaking about Kairish. Hacha Dayavish. Answers the Gemara, that's not a question. Tana, who Kairish, who Dayavish? Kairish and Dayavish are really one and the same individual. And he's also Adar Chashta. He has three names. He's called Kairish, for as we explained earlier, Melech Kasher Haya. And the word Kairish has in it the word Kasher. Adar Chashta, Hashem Achusai. All the kings of Pras, just like Paroi was always, the kings of Egypt are always called Paroi, the kings of Pras are always called Archashta, or Mashmai, and his real first name was Daryovish. And therefore, and in fact, Rashi says that the gematria of the word Daryovish is the same gematria as the word Kairish. And that's a way of understanding that he was one and the same person. And that's why that question that, how do we learn from Kairish to Daryovish is not a question, because Kairish and Daryovish are really one and the same individual. But the question still stands. Mikom Malkim Kasha. In Sefer, in the first Pesukim, it seems to, in Sefer Chagai, it seems that we count for him from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And here it seems that we count to him from Chodesh Tishrei. So how do we reconcile these two Pesukim that in one hand we count from Nisan, and one way we see we count to Tishrei. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Lakasha. Kan, in the Pasuk in Sefer Chagai, that indicates that we start counting from Nisan, it's Koinushin Chichmitz, it's before he became a Rosha. And since it was before he became a Rosha, we treat him like the Malchi Yisrael, and we count from Chodesh Nisan. Kan, but the Pasuk in Ezra is L'achish Chichmitz, after he became spoiled. Chichmitz is always the word for vinegar, something that became spoiled, something that became not edible. At that point, he's counted for, like the Malchi Umas Olam, where we start counting again for him by Tishrei.